Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Courtney Christina Cox. I'm 9 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a singer.
My name is Kevin Tarigi. I am 6 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a football player.
My name is Jasmine Ann Morris. I am 7 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a dancer.
My name is Stephen Gary Cox. I am 8 years old. When I grow up, I want to be a rapper.
My name is Janae Dominique Cox. When I grow up, I want to be a doctor.
James O'Brien.
Good for you.
Tell
Hollywood come through my neighborhood with cameras. chromosomes. I really think they're stealing from us like a saxophone. I really wish one day we take it back like Hammer's home. The hurricane come and took my Louisiana home, and all I got in return was a darn country song. This old country wrong. Oh, but you right if you just put a little ice on and cut your mic on, but you don't even write songs. But Hollywood make you fit like a python. I make cobra, I'm so not sober. I'm high like a Hollywood coffee or soda. You can call me a roller. Hold up, your grill's glistening. Spent $100,000 on mine to feel different. What's the real sense of it? Bling bling, I know. And did you know I'm the creator of the term? I just straightened the perm. They let it sit too long, they just making it burn. Make a movie of our lifestyle, but they earn like a dead body burned on the mantelpiece. That's why I try not to lie and wax like a candle grease. And I beast a little nigga cooler than antifreeze. See frost on your window pane, Lil Wayne, but in Hollywood it's Little Wayne. Don't make me numb, so that's why I got a prenum. I do.
Starts off like a small town marriage, lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce. Yeah,
yeah. A is for Adamsville, B is for born home. See if I give a fuck if you like me, you know I don't. If she ain't got a good head on her, leave that hoe alone. If she do got some good head on her, let her sing a song. D is for what I serve, I don't be on no curb. She ain't no junkie neither, I ain't no dope dealer. But she keep coming back, three stacks, must be some crack. Put that pipe in her lap, she ain't know how to act. Now that I've got your undivided attention, I'm gonna say this and run, under condition one. Promise me you gon' stack, promise me you gon' ball. Promise me you'll invest 3/4 of it all. But what? So your kids can have some cheese. Can't get with it, get get on your knees, cause wealth is the word.
Yep.
Richest round the corner from the curb. Don't like what I write, shoot me your bird.
10th grade, the way was paid for me and Dre to create. Like Dr. Frankenstein, the arts and crafts, now could we make a difference? Antoine Patton and Andre Benjamin, Benjamin for you crabbing. Rap niggas and journalists that's quick to misprint public and private business, then retract back for deaf ears and think it's dismissed. Part 2, the sequel, all new cast, just ain't the same gang of nerds on the internet slandering your name behind that screen name. They're lame and their life is pretty plain. M&M's with no nuts won't show up face to face. Straight bitch made like puppies on the nipples of a mutt. Address it on a case by case basis like the judge. What about the lying asshole trying to plot, or these niggas on the block who want the queen?
Nigga, please.
But even she can walk, we'll miss her. We ain't gon' fake it, but God don't make mistakes. Must be something bigger waiting.
Starts off like a small town marriage, lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course, but it ends in Hollywood divorce. Hollywood divorce.
I do love you, but you hate me at the same time. Lights, camera, action, it's game time. Do you take this here as your lovely wife, to love her and cherish her for all your life? I solemnly swear to dare share and take you there. And me and you together, baby, we a lucky pair. It's been a long time, we walk a thin line. Others say they got you, but you've been mine. As I sit back and watch all the cat fights, domestic violence, is that right? But you love a dog, gave me the spotlight. And now I'm growing up, showing up, blowing up. I never ever thought that we were separated all. But you played me like a game of football. Used to feed me, need me, dress me. Now it's so messy, straight cut out and left me.
Hollywood divorce. All the fresh styles always start off as a good little hood thing. Look at blues, rock, jazz, rap. Not even talking about music, everything else too. By the time it reach Hollywood, it's over. But it's cool. We just keep it going, make new shit.
Take our game, take our name. Give us a little fame, and then they kick us to the curb. That's a cold thing.
Thank you.
Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. I'm your host, Haru the Seven Oracle. Now, I wanted to do this podcast about everything is a lie. Everything that you have been taught was a lie. But as I was articulating this podcast and this divinity, we are going to switch gears a little bit. The title was Kendrick Lamar and his music video, but there is a cosmic message, though, that needs to be, we're not going to do like an intro clip as far as, no, we're going to do none of that. We're going to go right into the, because this is Sister Maya, and Sister Maya.
What if you could use retirement accounts to invest in crypto?
All right.
Peace, everyone.
So, Sister Maya, this is Spiritual Doula, YouTube page. Shout out to Spiritual Doula. I know you guys can feel me, and I know you guys, a lot of you guys feel me, what I'm doing and who I am, although I do not delve into spiritual spiritual. Professor Cabo was in my dream vision last night, and he was him and his daughters were on this platform, and it's interesting. But I'm starting to understand also some type of connection. He was always one of class and exquisiteness. But I found that interesting. Anyway, listen, y'all. Sister Maya is grand in this time. You have to know who to go to in this time. In this spiritual pimp game, as I coin it, there is a lot of manipulation going on, a lot of things going on a soul level, myself included. I call my own self out first, you know, in my earlier journey in which I was surrounded by many sharks, you know, because I'm a shark, you know what I'm saying? So self-accountability first. But I do, my only message to you is be very wise and very mindful of who you're going to for your wisdom in this frame. Because my statement for the world is always know who's who. I don't give a fuck if they're your mother, if they're your father, if they're your, you know, you want to pay attention to soul. Look at their soul. Look beyond the roles that we all play for one another in a lifetime. Who is your soul family, for real? And also, even with me and my mom, you know, what do we sign up for on a subconscious level, you know? And as I'm growing through, a lot of you guys do not like how a lot of the younger generations go about executing their healing. But if y'all hoes want to comfort healing, I suggest you to go to Universe 38, okay? This is Universe 32. I suggest your bitch ass go to Universe 38 if you want comfort healing, okay? Because that's not how this is going to go. But Sister Maya points a very great picture. Let's not get into the aspect of what Kendrick Lamar and all these idols. I want everybody to pay attention to the message. All right, we'll be back in between to discuss. I'm not sure if your tongue's going to be here today. But, yeah, we want last-minute switching of gears. This is a mandatory message that needs to be heard. It's about the overstanding and the balance and totality, all right, and what the fuck is going on. And I do want to also let people know is that, you know, the 90% of us want to always teach on outcomes and controlling narratives of what we should or what another should and should not be doing. I want to let everybody know divinity happens how the fuck it happens. It's the acceptance of how it's happening. Bitch, do you understand why I'm doing what the fuck I'm doing in the fashion that I'm doing it? One thing you do not do is bark up my tree. Big no-no. All right? So, and I know a lot of y'all mean well, but the moment you try to will and control mine is the moment feel good, okay? So, with that being said, even for me, I'm working on the overstanding. All right? So, with me working on the understanding, I also want to, I like to learn with people as I'm learning. So here's the understanding.
Welcome, everyone. Peace, everyone. Please let me know if you can hear me and if you can see me okay. Let's see. Welcome, Skyrocket. Welcome, Asher.
I'm going to fast forward it a little bit, guys.
Yes. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Danny. Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful live we are doing tonight with Sister Myra Moss. Let me put the title up here. Message she is giving today.
Even heard of Kendrick Lamar. I'm not.
Message she is giving today. Okay, as long as it pertains to the message, I'll put a few questions on the screen, and then Sister Mara will answer a few questions with her energy permitted. All right, so again, I'm so excited to present Sister Myra Moss to everyone. Send some love to the screen, send some protective energy as we welcome Sister Myra Moss on here tonight. Welcome, Sister Myra.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Spirit Doula. I'm happy to be here and very pleased that, you know, you were able to support this for us today. And like I said, shout out to Tiffany Powers because, you know, we're all in this fight together and we're doing all we can to get out the information that we need for our family because we love you. So I really think this is an important message. This video, it kind of reminded me of the movie The Matrix. I think the movie The Matrix is one of the most significant movies we've had when it comes to spiritual information, the symbolism, and what it really pertains to and what it really means. And I think that I get the same feel of this video with Kendrick Lamar. I think a lot of people are getting caught up in the theatrics. They're getting caught up in, you know, the technology, just like they did with the movie The Matrix, and we're really missing the bigger message behind it. And I mean, the message is huge because it's really putting us on notice that it's time for things to be fulfilled. It's time for us to step up to a new level. And in order to do that, you know me, I call myself a holistic. So it's all about balancing those opposites. Two halves make a whole. And I think what this video defines for us is the physical half that we've completed and how we've gone through the sacrifices, the struggles, what we have endured when it comes to a spiritual wounding, through a generational wounding that has been passed down. Now this video indicates that we've completed that, that there's no more to go. It's time to heal. It's time to step up to a new level. And in order for us to do that, we have to come into balance with the spiritual half of this operation. So that is what I'm going to break down. That's what I'm going to help you understand, or hopefully help you understand about the full meaning of this video. There's a lot of code in it. It's not really meant for everyone. So it's this video demonstrates many levels of how people are viewing it. You can tell just how aware people are spiritually from how they're making their analyzation of the video. And very, very coded. And the more you crack the code, the more you'll see, the bigger impact it'll have. So everybody's not going to see the same thing because everybody's not looking from the same level. I watched tons and tons of reaction videos, and I did that firstly because, you know, I'm not a rap person. I'm not, you know, this is the first time I ever even heard of Kendrick Lamar, so it was good for me to get a perspective of what other people know, what other people had to say about him, by looking at these reaction videos, I was able to see what other people were not seeing, you know, that I was able to see, as well as what people were seeing that I was not seeing, as well as what information other people had that I didn't know. And so as I put all these pieces together, it was really astounding, you know, the message and the information that opened up for me. So what I'm going to do is, first I'm going to set the stage for how the information I've been dealing with has led up to what this video has shown me when it comes to the spiritual destiny and purpose that we are now stepping up to. I want to start, of course, by...
I want to point out, guys, that, you know, it's not about the idol worship. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, these celebrities and these people before us, now, mind you, Sister Myra did not know who Kendra Lamar was. But it, after listening and truly doing her own decode, because you are your own decoder, after her doing her own decode, you see, guys, she has great respect for Kendrick Lamar. All right, so just as I stated at the top of the podcast, guys, in our now moments, it's going to be very mindful of who you are giving your energy to. Kendrick Lamar is a great example. I don't fuck with the hip-hop industry, spiritual industry. I don't fuck with none of that bullshit because you're not controlling this motherfucking narrative over here, my brother, my sister. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that you have to know who's who. Again, Kendrick Lamar and myself share the same birthday, June 17th. So, you know, I got much love for my brother. But all right.
We are in Gemini energy.
Next week, y'all, my birthday.
or either tomorrow or very soon going into
this
Gemini
carnation.
Energy. And that's very strategic because that is the sign of Kendrick Lamar. He is a Gemini. And Gemini is our energy of natural channeling. I mean, that's the natural channeler. That's the master channeler when we talk about Gemini. So wherever your Gemini is at is where you do channel. I have a Gemini moon. And the moon is always connected to mama. It's the first level of how we access the energy of mama. You know, because it's the first planet, it's the closest planetary body, the moon, and the moon represents Cancer energy, you know, and we're going to look at this from the perspective of energy. So the moon represents Cancer energy, and Cancer energy represents our ancestors. Whenever we're dealing with Cancer, we're dealing with the ancestors, and that's always the water element, which is another vibration of mama. Big Mama, she is the ancient of ancients. There's four members of the royal spiritual family of energy, and we are the individual vessels at ground level. We have a soul level, we have a spirit level, and we have the physical level. We are the physical vessels that are at ground level through the melanin that can activate our vibrations in harmonization of energy to the highest levels, you know, through that harmonization. So the higher you can take your vibration as an individual vessel, spirit is spiral, you know, so to the level you can take it up is the level you will receive back in opposite return. That is my premise. This is why I call myself a holistic. Two halves make a whole. So anywhere you can balance opposite, that is where you're completing the spiral. And that is when you open up a vortex. That is when you activate the energy from the higher levels of the universe. So anytime we complete a spiral, that gives us access to the next level, where we start a new spiral but at a higher vibration, only for access to the next level. So this is an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. And anytime we get into the Aquarian age, we've balanced on enough levels to evolve to a new level, with Aquarius being the sign of evolution. So it's time for our evolution. And in order to do that, we have to complete one half. Energy can only go 180 degrees. It can only go 180 degrees. When it has to be balanced with the opposite 180 degrees, which is how we complete a 360 degree spiral. That completes the spiral, and that is, well, we open up a vortex for access to the next level of energy vibration. So we have now, with this video, what it is indicating is that Kendrick has exposed the physical completion of one half of this operation, how we have been wounded, and those wounds have been generationally passed down. And anytime we're doing anything collective, that's spiritual. So we're talking about the wounding generationally passed down through our ancestors. These are the wounds that has to now be exposed at the physical level. They have to be manifested and materialized at the physical level so they can be identified, cleansed out, purged in order for us to heal and step up to this new rulership. Aquarius is the sign of evolution. Aquarius is the sign of the humanitarian. And like I said, I call myself a holistic, so I don't actually believe in 12 signs anymore.
Good.
Because every time we break it down to individual aspects, that is the physical. Physical is individual, spirit is the collective. So you have to pool energy to create the spirit. That's why they say, well, more than one is called in my name. So shall I be Father's spirit. So we are now fulfilling a half where that wounding, that generational wounding has been passed down, now being exposed in order to be cleansed, and this is how we will now activate the opposite response in equal measure through the spiritual return. So there's always an opposite reflection. So when I say holistic, not 12, signs anymore. Now I only like to look at six axes of energy. Six axes of energy. It's not until you put the two halves or opposites together that you get the whole. So you go Aries, which is on the physical half, and its spiritual reflection is Libra. So the air and fire works together, as well as earth and water works together. And the one that's really dominant right now, of course, because the sun is in, well, then we have Taurus, which we're just leaving now, leaving the Taurus energy, where the sun is focusing the energy from the universe. The sun always indicates the focus, what's being highlighted, what's being focused on. So now the focus from the Taurus, the physical reflection of the spiritual Scorpio. Then we have Gemini, the physical reflection of the spiritual Sagittarius. And then we have Cancer, the next cardinal. Aries is the first cardinal sign, the cardinal fire, and it represents the prince. The cardinal signs are going to represent the royal energy. So the cardinal fire, the prince of the royal family, is Aries. And his domain of rulership is over Aries, Taurus, and Gemini. The warrior, Aries, who defends the value, Taurus. The energy of values is Taurus. So the warrior who defends the value of seeing through the illusion, which is Gemini. Gemini is the sign of discernment, being able to discern between the physical illusion versus spiritual reality, the Gemini gateway. We see In the metaphysical movies, you'll see the warrior, Ares, in the boat going to the Twin Towers. And the Twin Towers represents the Gemini Gateway. And if he doesn't go through that Gemini Gateway in full discernment, you'll see beams of light come and strike him down. You'll strike him down, and you'll see all kind of bones around that gateway. Because you have to be able to discern between what's real in the physical, in the spiritual, and what's false in the illusion. Right now, they're pulling out all stops in the illusion. One of the first things I wanted to say is we got to stop giving in to the distractions. They're doing everything they can. They're like that big balloon, outside of those car lots, that waving their arms in the air or flopping around. This is what the systems are doing right now. They're doing all this theatrics to get us to focus at that level. And most of the stuff that they're putting out there is not real. All of it, most all of it is false flags. Almost all of it is false flags. Believe me, it's not real. It's just them distracting us from what we should be looking at because big things are opening up for us right now. But it's in the opposite of what they're trying to get us to focus on. So we have the cardinal section of the chart from Aries to Gemini. That's the most dominant energy right now. That's the domain of rulership we're in under the Prince, Aries. Then we reach the next cardinal sign of Cancer, which is the queen of the royal family. Cancer. And that domain of rulership is Cancer, and then we go to Leo, and then we go to Virgo. So that's what Cancer's domain of rulership is over the queen dealing with Leo and Virgo. And anytime we put Leo and Virgo together, we have segment energy, the most destructive energy of the universe. And we also have the Sphinx. The body of the lion, the head of the woman. Everything is about symbolism. The way you understand spiritual messages is to understand the symbolism. That's the language of spirit, symbolism. So, and then we get to the next cardinal sign, where we go above the horizon line, now into the spiritual half of the cycle, where we the cardinal sign is air, the cardinal air, Libra, which will represent the king of the royal family, Libra, Scorpio, and Sagittarius. That is that domain of rulership under the king. And then we get to the next cardinal sign of Capricorn, which is the princess, the cardinal earth. However, the princess is only just stepped up to her sacred status because she's the one that's been rejected. Anytime we're dealing with Earth, we're dealing with value. So she's been the one most rejected in her value, starting with Capricorn, the cardinal Earth, over Aquarius and Pisces. And we'll make that full circle back to Aries again. So we have Aries, physical face of Libra, the spiritual Libra, Taurus, the physical face of the spiritual Scorpio, Gemini, the physical face of the spiritual Sagittarius, and then we get to the next cardinal sign, Cancer, which is the physical face of the spiritual Capricorn, and then we get to Leo, the physical face of the spiritual Aquarius, and then Virgo. The physical face of the spiritual Pisces. So we have six axes of energy, and two halves make a whole. And when you're only looking at one sign, it's like you're only looking at one half of a sentence. Take Aries and Libra, for example. Aries, the warrior, Libra, the peacemaker. If you separate them, you have Aries running all over town, kicking butt, and Libra, trying to keep the peace, no backbone. And it's not until you put the two together, you have a warrior who takes a stand for justice or takes a stand for peace. So putting the two together in balance is how you get the full scope of what they're each pertaining to. So a warrior for justice, and all the signs work in those pairs. Holistic. That's what we're going to look at, who we are holistically. And we have to complete those spirals in order to activate the next level of spiral. And the first spiral you complete is with your own spirit. So if your sun sign is Aries, then your spiritual sign is Libra. If your sun sign is Taurus, your spiritual sign is Scorpio. That's the way it goes. It goes in that type of balance. So the first balance would be with your own spirit, and that will bring you to your individual wholeness or your individual Christhood. That is what will set up the next cycle for the next level. It's all a multitude of levels. So you have the individual level, then you step up to the couple level, you'll step up to the family level, you'll step up to your community level, you know, and then it goes all the way up to your city, your state, you know, all of the nation. Right now, where we're getting the biggest opposition is at the global level. Right now, we're at the global level where all the systems of the world has become corrupted, and I mean every last one. There's not one system you can trust at this time. They all become corrupted to a global level, which is fortunate news for us because the next level after the global level is planetary level, and that is where we get into big And Big Mama, you know, is going to step to the table when it's time to protect the planet, because that's her children. The planets are her children, especially Daughter Earth. Remember, you guys, it's not Mother Earth. It's Daughter Earth and Mama Universe. Earth is her precious, that precious stone, you know. So, so as they carry this corruption to surpass a global level, to a planetary level, that is when we bring Big Mama to the table. And Big Mama is, you know, the mama of us all. You know, and she looks toward us as the vessels on ground zero, ground level, to be able to channel the energy. She's too omniscient to come down here and take care of her family on her own. So she has to rely on us as her vessels to be able to channel that energy from that level in order to manifest it and materialize it at ground level. This is how we're stepping up as the new rulers, being able to channel from our spiritual loved ones, which are the ancestors who made their transition this lifetime, the ones we're conscious of, they're on the front line. Kendrick dealt with this. This is going to be part of what we're going to deal with this video, because we're dealing with our spiritual ancestors on the front line, ready to guide the energy from the universe, from Mama Universe, you know, for our benefit. Some chose to be on the other side spiritually to anchor it down at this time of fulfillment, while some of us chose to stay on the physical half and anchor it down from this end. Because it's about the balance. Anywhere you can balance opposites is where you create wholeness. So now we're expanding that balance from the spiritual realm to the physical realm. And we do that through our connection to our spiritual loved ones and our spiritual ancestors. They're on the front line guiding that energy personally for each one of us, you know. And then we also have our soul ancestors, which are our ancient ancestors. And we now also have access to channel from them as well. And what we're channeling is our creative powers that they have mastered on. And now they're ready to channel that to us so we can materialize and manifest at the physical level as we balance between the physical collect, that physical with the spiritual. That is opening up another level of vortex. Anytime we balance those opposites, we're opening up another level of fulfillment and opening up that vortex. So this is pretty much what we're going to deal with. You know, we're going to deal with the three levels that we're now accessing, able to access for energy to balance in opposition to the completion of the sacrificial struggle half of this process. This has been an alchemical process. See, turning what is space into gold, refining, turning mortals into immortals. That is what this has really been all about. It's all about spirals of energy. Energy has to unfold through a negative and positive polarity. It has to be a dual balance of opposites in order for energy to be fulfilled. So the pain is connected to the gain.
No pain,
you know,
no pain, no gain.
And to the same extent the pain, will be the same extent the gain. Always the darkest before the dark.
Y'all hear what she just said?
Which means we have to complete the gift of the words in order to get to the best. They're on the front line guiding that energy personally for each one of us, you know. And then we also have our soul ancestors, which are our ancient ancestors. And we now also have access to channel from them as well. And what we're channeling is our creative powers that they have mastered on. And now they're ready to channel that to us. And manifest it at the physical level.
Did y'all hear that?
That was between
ancestral challenging is channeling is very important
is
right now.
Opening up another level of vortex. Anytime we balance those opposites, we're opening up another
balance
level.
Again. Maya is key.
Fulfillment and opening up that vortex. So this is pretty much what we're going to deal with. You know, we're going to deal with the three levels that we're now accessing, able to access for energy. To balance in opposition to the completion of the sacrificial struggle half of this process. This has been an alchemical process, turning what is base into gold, refining, turning mortals into immortals. That is what this has really been all about. It's all about spirals of energy. Energy has to unfold to a negative and positive polarity.
Hello.
There has to be a dual balance of opposites in order for energy to
chaos brings change sometimes, not peace.
The pain is connected to the gain. No pain, no gain.
What?
And to the same extent the pain will be the same extent the gain.
Come on.
Always the dark.
Comfort, healing, like y'all like. Y'all want to be comfortable. Y'all don't want it to hurt, you know. Namaste healing. Insanity.
Before the dawn, which means we have to completely get to the worst in order to get to the best. As well as, and I find this very strategic, as bad as it's been, is as good as it's about to get.
Hello!
We're going
Come on.
To always have to deal with an opposite reflection.
Come on.
One visible, one hit.
The deeper
one
the pain,
hit.
the more royal.
As above, so below, as within, so without. All those.
This is why you should never judge.
Before we see the fulfillment of that energy. And the balance of those opposites. So this is where our spiritual loved ones who have made their transition.
Judging is dangerous, y'all.
Now they're on that
I'm trying to tell y'all.
End of this opposite.
Need to be taking notes.
In order to bring that balance from that level, from the spiritual to the physical level. So they just, you know, when we took our purposes and our missions as energy beings, we actually took it as a family unit, and we've had many lifetimes with our family members and our loved ones playing different roles in different lifetimes. So we use different bodies in different lifetimes to play these roles to master in each lifetime and the purpose we came here to serve.
Mm.
And we did it, you know, especially when I talk about you know, the twin souls, I talk about it in the way that you had to have balance with your twin soul on an unequal basis. In some lifetimes, you came together as a mother and son, and some lifetimes, you came together as father and daughter. But this is the lifetime to come together as brother and sister. The brother and sister is the mate level, the yin-yang level, where those two halves that were in an imbalance are now have come into balance as the brother-sister or the mate level, where the two halves have become equal and now can come together as one or whole, holistic. It's not real unless it's whole. And you're not going to be able to access under the next cycle until you've completed the prior holistic cycles. So, played many roles through many lifetimes with your loved ones. Because, and this is one of the things I'm going to talk about, which is also covered in the video, is this is why we have to love our loved ones, our family, unconditionally. And I know there's a lot of debate about that word, unconditional love, because they, you know, given you a, you know, not a real definition. When we're talking about unconditional love, we're talking about not just accepting anything anybody want to do to you or throw at you as unconditional love. That's not what that means. What it actually means is that we're not going to sit in judgment of our loved ones because we're on different levels. And they agreed to play that negative polarity so you could be the beneficiary of the positive return. That's the only way energy unfolds, through a negative and positive polarity. So in order to master the purpose, you know, we came together as a family and decided what role we were going to play in each lifetime, who was going to play the negative polarity so that there could be a spiritual benefit beneficiary. And we've done this through many lifetimes, and now this is the lifetime since going into the Aquarius age of evolution.
Now, with that being said, guys, I want us, and this is for to the elders, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, our youth, many of you already know the understanding of it, but we cannot interfere. Well, we can try to. But we cannot try to control or interfere the process of remembrance for those under you or those who you think are under you. You know what I'm saying? We all have, and this is just my observation of it, we all have to allow, just like you had to learn on your own, we all have to allow and leave room for us to learn. If you know, you know, that's great. But one thing that you should not do is interfere with the journey of those under you. That's like hierarchy, a hierarchy no-no.
Now time to do our final balance through that negative and positive polarity. So our family playing their ultimate role as a negative polarity, so we could bring back and benefit that spiritual return. They're not conscious of it. This is not of the conscious realm. This was done in the subconscious realm. So it's not something they're going to know they're doing, or you're going to know what they're doing.
Some of us know.
That's why we do not sit in judgment, because right now the earth is under the lowest vibration ever, because we are the darkest before the dawn, and it's under the lowest vibration. And those who are not of that Zion factor or that mustard seed, those that are not, have not raised their vibration to the level to activate their royal purpose, they are under the most stringent pressure there is from this low-level vibration. So we can't sit in judgment of them. Our role is to activate our powers from the royal level and then bring it back full spiral to benefit our physical family in the form of cleansing them, healing them, and protecting them. That is how we get our practice as to the power we're stepping up to by first using it with our family to benefit them. And that is also going to give us the security to know that we do have that power when we see how this energy is working for the sake of our loved ones. And once we do that, then we can no longer have to look over our shoulders in concern with our loved ones. We know we got them protected, so we can then elevate to higher and higher levels of the purpose we're here to fulfill for the sake of daughter Earth. So this prelude, setting the stage for you to understand as I start breaking down the meaning of the heart, part five, for you to really be able to understand is why I wanted to give this backdrop so you can correspond the meaning and the messages to the larger purpose that's being served. The larger purpose that's being fulfilled. But the first thing I want to do is, acknowledge or honor the Gemini energy, because that's the one that is opening up for us now. This last cycle, we're going to see an enhancement of the full energy, the fullness of what energy is now showing itself for us. So I had to go and pull out old information, you guys. I had to pull out information that I was delivering over 20 years ago, because we have come full circle, and now it's time to connect, the beginning with the end in order for the end to make sense to us. So this is something I did, and it's interesting. I did this in Harlem, New York, the material I'm about to read to you now. And it's funny because I did this on May 22nd, 2005. And so this is me pulling that information out, because we're going to go full circle here. Because Gemini right now is the most strategic energy, being that Kendrick Lamar is a Gemini, and I happen to believe that that was important for him to be able to bring us this message, because Gemini is the master channeler. Now, remember, people, you have everything in you. You have all the signs in you, a full universe of energy within you. Your sun sign is only the energy you came into this lifetime to focus through. Sun is always the focus. Wherever the sun is at is where the energy is focusing. So you came in here in this lifetime to focus through the energy that represents your sun sign. But you have all of it in you, no matter where they show up. Like I said, I have a Gemini moon, which means I channel from the moon or mama when it comes to what she's feeling. You know, that's how mama speaks to us internally, through how we feel, the water element. And she also speaks to us from our ancient memory. Mama is the ancients of ancients. Everything started matrix oracle. All colors come from the color black, the original black mama universe. That is why our ancestors came out as the original rulers. And they had powers. This is who they are patterning superheroes after in this lifetime, is our ancestors, because they could fly. They could breathe underwater. They could talk telepathically. It's the planimals, the animals, the plants, the universe, each other. And we still have those powers. However, that is part of the subconscious realm. Mama's domain. Father deals with the conscious realm. The air element, mama deals with the subconscious, which is our ancient memory. That was the Matrix Oracle Society, when we had the magic, you know, when we had the powers. Coming out as the originals from Black Mama Universe. That was Matrix Oracle and Spirit and Spiral. So then it spiraled around to the Patriarch Oracle now. That's where things became external. The Matrix Oracle represents the feminine, internal, earth and water element. And then the when it spiraled around to the Patriarch Oracle half, that's when it became the air and the fire. That's the masculine. That's the external. So spiraled around to the masculine, external, air and fire half of that that operation, that spiral, that circle. There's four members of the royal family of spiritual energy at the highest universal level of vibration. There's only four members of that royal family. And we look at those four members, their characteristics through the four elements. So when we go to the masculine, the air and fire, we're going to start with the air element or the father component, the father spirit. The air element will speak to us externally through how we think, the mind. He speaks to us through how we think or mentally. That is how we're influenced through Father Spirit. And he's righteous Father Spirit. And since air deals with the mind, that do produce a collective righteous mindset. That is his responsibility, to create a collective righteous mindset. Anytime we're dealing with the spirit, we're dealing with the collective. Anytime we're dealing with the physical, we're dealing with the individual. And two halves make a whole, balancing from one end to the opposite end. It's so we have to do that dual balance of opposites. Then also external masculine is the fire element, which is the sun component. S-O-N, the individual, melanated man. The highest creative powers of the universe is through that melanated man, through the fire element as the sun component, the most creative. That's our creative powers when we're dealing with the fire element. Our creative powers. S-O-N, the individual, and S-U-N, the planetary level of that energy as a collective. But then it goes up even, you know, it just complete spirals for the next level. So when we're dealing with the fire, when we go from the sun, the next fire planet will be Mars. You know, the next fire planet will be Jupiter. So you follow that line, you know, up to those different levels for that fire energy. So the sun component, you know, from the individual melanated sun as the melanated man, and this is really tapping into what Kendrick is exposing for us as well. And then passions, our desires. Like I said, at the highest vibration, the fire represents our creative powers. Now notice I'm saying masculine and feminine, not male, female, because you have it all in you. When I say he, I'm only talking external. When I say she, I'm only talking internal. So that's the masculine half, the air and fire. And without the melanin, that's the only half that we're aware of. Because the air, the father, represents the conscious mind. So this is where we access the conscious mind. You know, it's the consciousness of this reality. And this land of illusion, that's what it's based in. So this is why they can only deal with the air and the fire. And we've accepted other people's reality as ours, but ours surpasses that because we're holistic people and the universe is about balance. So since we've only been programmed through that half consciously, we're only aware of the father-son component of this royal family. But the universe is about balance. That means if there's a father, there has to be a mama. If there's a son, there has to be a daughter. So they're hidden. The feminine. And they're hidden internally as well as they're hidden subconsciously. So you have those powers that our ancestors had. However, they are subconscious. We have to access those powers to the subconscious. So we start with the water, and we all know that's the mama component. You know, on the physical, mother, but the highest vibration will be identified as mama, okay? So, because mother means to smother, but an S in front of mother. And energy unfolds from mother to son, which is the physical half, and then from father to daughter, which is the spiritual half. Everything is symbolism, and everything is level, and everything will take a new face depending on what level you're looking at that energy at. So mother, son, father, daughter. Energy unfolds from the highest level of the universe through that pairing. It's like black mama universe whose magic is hidden and exposed through the sun, S-U-N. It exposes through the sun. And then the son then resurrects into righteous father's spirit, the air element, so we get into the spiritual half, who then redeems or restores the value of daughter earth, our daughter character. When we're dealing with the earth, highest vibration of the earth element, we're dealing with Capricorn, the cardinal earth sign, which is the sign of character and integrity. So she is the one who, like I told you, has only recently received her crown, her royal status as the princess. We've had the king, father spirit, we had the queen, mama universe, we've had the prince, the son of power. The only one who hadn't gotten her sacred status was daughter earth, her daughter character. Because she is the energy of character. And that is not respected in the land of illusion. Character is not respected in the land of illusion. So that is how she became the rejected stone. who becomes the cornerstone. It's in her rejection and redemption the earth is transformed. Daughter Earth or daughter character. As the individual melanated man represents the collective sun, S-U-N, so does the individual melanated woman represent the earth energy, daughter earth, daughter character. Being put at the bottom of the totem pole in her value, earth is value. She's been undermined in her value because she is the energy of character. A character is not respected in the land of illusion. So that is how she became the rejected stone who becomes the cornerstone. It's in her rejection and redemption the earth is transformed. So princess of the royal family, but since she only became crowned at this last winter solstice, we've only just completed the full royal family of that energy. And when we completed that family of energy, and see the earth, like I said, she deals with values, she deals with healing, she deals with character, but most of all, the highest vibration of earth is security, being secure from within.
From within.
Being secure internally.
Being secure internally.
Mama speaks to us internally.
This is when, yes, she on point. This is when, this was divine order, eternal. We were going to talk about some history shit. Universe was like, nah, stop talking about that shit. We know that everything is alive. You know, so we on this level right now.
Through your chakras. All the way up to your crown chakra. This is where,
and even surpassing the crown chakra, we're gonna there's the 13th chakra or something we're gonna be talking about soon too.
Holistically, or
but we're gonna even surpass the seven chakras and kind of study
the illusion.
What that's about, eternal.
You know, only from a physical, mental perspective. So now. Mama Universe, she is also Mama Soul, she's Mama Magic, first two letters of Magic.
Mama Magic.
Mama is logic and reason.
Mama is Magic.
Magic.
When we need assistance, we call Mama Magic. Bam. Aha, got it.
Beyond your knowing. Those beyond
your knowing. Sometimes Mama like, you need to handle that on your own.
Logic and reason, you know, it's defeating what Mama's trying to prove to you. She wants to prove the magic of the universe to you. But we're so stuck in the head that we think we should be able to figure out, you know, and know for ourselves. And if you think you can figure it out for yourself, what do you need Mama's magic for? It's where we surpass. You don't blend energy. We have to complete one half before we access the opposite half. So we've completed the masculine half, the air and fire, the knowing as to what to do with our passion or our power, the fire. That's come to a completion. You don't straddle the fence. Now you have to come over and embrace Mama in faith and trust. It goes beyond what you know. It goes beyond your logic and reason. It goes beyond you figuring it out. We're now beating a dead horse. We all know everything we need to know now. Our spirit has already given us all the information we need to know. Now it's time to utilize that knowledge. Walk in that knowing. Not continue to figure it out. To look outside of you for others to debate. Father brings information to the table, the air element. It's the mama who serves it up. They have to work in union. Father's spirit and mama's soul has to be balanced in order to become whole or holistic. And it's not real until it's whole. Anytime you're looking at a part of the whole, that's the illusion. So now that Daughter Earth has finally, you know, been crowned in her sacred status as the princess and the high priestess, because when she was offered to this illusionary reality, she became that rejected stone that was put at the bottom of the totem pole in her value in the physical illusion. Because in the opposite, in the spiritual, if she's at the bottom physically, that means in the opposite spiritual, she is of the highest value. She is the high priestess.
Mother Earth, she's talking about Mama Earth. I mean, Daughter Earth, y'all. Pardon me.
It's like the 12 o'clock hand of the astrological cycle. That's where we complete a cycle and start a new one at a higher vibration. And the planetary rulers.
At a higher vibration.
Saturn is the Lord.
That is the end of
the Father.
Each cycle was the ending of a lower vibration and into a higher
and lifts up
one.
And abuse. The only sin spiritually is the abuse of power. There's a multitude of sins physically, but physical is opposite to spiritual. And in the spiritual, there's only one sin, the abuse of power. So that is where she's been put at that bottom of the totem pole. And when she comes in at the winter solstice, was crowned at this winter solstice, whenever we go into Capricorn at the winter solstice, we're also bringing Saturn, the Father, the Lord of Karma. He is what they talk about when they talk about the return of the King or the return of the Father. That's what they're talking about, the Lord of Karma. He is the one who will reconcile the balance of opposites, taking down those who've been abused and lifting up those who've been abused. So that is, you know, talking about the bigger scenario, we're the big, the individual aspects of this larger universal purpose that is now being fulfilled. So being put at the bottom of the totem pole, in the opposite, she is of the highest spiritual value as the high priestess and the princess of the royal family. And she was ordained in her sacred status on December 21st, the winter solstice, that completed us as a star system. And now she can go into balance, marriage, partnership with Anubis of the Sirius star system, which is our ancient star. So this is how we're balancing the new age of Aquarius rulership or power with the ancient Sirius power or rulership, our ancestor rulership, now in balance with this new age rulership, but only after Daughter Earth stepped into her sacred status as the princess of the royal family. So now it's time to evolve, to become holistic, and evolve to the level where we can now balance with the Sirius star system, our ancient power. And I got some more information on that. That's mind-blowing. So I'm going to read this paper that I actually read this in Harlem, New York, on May 22nd, 2005. That's when I first, you know, put together this material. And it says, on August 11th, 1999, there was a sixth cross in this universe. And I know I've been doing a lot of training before I read this. There's one other thing I want to talk about before I do this, now that I brought up the sixth cross. There's three cross levels. Like I said, we got to become holistic in order to step up to this new level. And the first way we start that is to balance with our own spirit, one thing, our opposite energy, which brings us to our individual wholeness. The next level we have to
step up to when it comes to stepping up to a universal flow of energy is we have to step up to the cross level. And there are three that are doing the major influence on what's going on the earth. What I do, I call myself the energy master because I study the configuration of the planets in the universe and how that energy influences on the earth, our daughter earth. So the three cross levels we have to look at. So we start with the cardinal level. It describes that a little earlier. Aries, the cardinal fire. Opposite Libra, the cardinal air. And Cancer, the cardinal water. And Capricorn, the cardinal earth. Those are the four cardinal signs. Those are the royal signs. Those are the ones that have access to the higher royal level vibrations of the universe. This is the cross that will energize a new level of energy at the highest vibration from the royal level of the universe. Cardinal signs that activated a new rotation of energy from a higher royal level of the universe. It's the cardinal form. With Aries, the cardinal fire, Queen, the Cancer, the cardinal water, Libra, the King, the cardinal air, and Capricorn, the princess, the cardinal earth. And after the cardinal sign activates and initiates this new level of royal energy from the universe, then the sixth clock will then be activated. The sixth cross will then take charge. I call this the cross of crucifixion. I call this the four forces of the apocalypse, the sixth cross. This is the one that does the major heavy work. This is the one that accents the enforcement, the arming, you know, of what the cardinal cross activates. The sixth cross is what will enforce that energy. It is the one that will do the reversal. It is the one that will reverse that energy out of the physical, mundane, material illusion of reality to a spiritual, creative, royal rulership. That is what the six cross will do. And that is Taurus, opposite Scorpio, and Leo, opposite Aquarius. That is why it's one of the most dominant right now, because of going into the Aquarius age. That is what really activated that sixth cross, you know, going into the Aquarius age, because, like I said, we go from one end to the opposite end. Aquarius is the sign of evolution. And in order to evolve, we have to balance that with Leo, the creator ruler. Leo is the sign of the creator ruler. So Aquarius is the sign of I know and evolution. So the evolution and our knowing as that we are the creator rulers of the universe. You got to know that in order to activate it. If you don't know it, you don't have it. That's the premise of the Matrix. When they took Neo to the Oracle, he's trying to identify his power through his ego, doubted his power, and the Oracle said, nope, you're not the one. I don't know what you're waiting on, your next life or whatever. And she points the sign above the door, know thyself. You don't know you're the one, you're not the one. You got to know you're the one before you become the one. That is the Aquarius and Leo active energy. I know I am a creative ruler in order to step up to that rulership. If you don't know it, you don't have it. If you believe they can get you, then they can get you. If you know they can't touch you, then that's when you become hammer time. Okay? They can't touch this. I'm hammer time. But you have to know that. So that is what that Aquarius age opened up. Our knowing and our evolution
as the New Age rulers, the evolution of the New Age rulers, as we come to the knowing of who we are,
the
knowing. As the creative rulers.
Listen to what she said. Listen to this, y'all.
Then we get the horror.
Listen, she's about to. Listen.
And that is the one most, you know, personally we're feeling right now because of the Taurus energy and the sun being in Taurus. So that is the horizontal leg of that fixed cross. So in order for us to evolve, Aquarius, as the New Age rulers, Leo, there has to be a transformation. Scorpio. Scorpio is the sign of transformation. The death of the old, rebirth of the new, or a higher level. The old has to go in order for the new to blossom. Scorpio is the sign of death and rebirth. And planetary ruler Scorpio is Pluto, the planet of regeneration. And this is an infinite process of transformation, regeneration, and evolution of spiritual rulership. This is an infinite process of that. Whenever we get into the Aquarian age, we balance on enough levels for that evolution. But we have to make a transformation. And the opposite sign, Taurus, is the sign of value. So a transformation of our values and our habits. Taurus is the sign of habits and values. So a transformation of values in order to evolve Aquarius as the New Age Leo. That is what the fixed cross brings to the table. It's the one that reverses that energy into that rotation. And then the last cross, last but not least, is the mutable cross. And like I said, we have Taurus going into Gemini. We're going to start filling this one.
I'm so sorry. Look.
The four signs for the mutable cross.
Yeah, I'm good.
Gemini.
I'm sorry. I've been pain and stretching.
And Pisces.
And shit, I forgot my mic on. I'm sorry.
Opposite Pisces. You got to keep everything in order. Keep it all in order, especially when you're dealing with astrology. Virgo, opposite Pisces. And that is the mutable cross. So what the cardinal cross activates and initiates,
y'all,
we got
15 minutes left. Stretching is a guess. 15 minutes left of this, and then we're going to play a song, and we're going to chat the last hour, you guys. So this is a 4-hour lecture, you guys. So I'm going to put it in the show notes. So after the podcast, guys, look in the show notes, and you'll have the link to the full. Yeah, I'm switching gears, Eternal. So as I'm switching gears on this canvas, I had to stretch.
The mutable cross will adapt this new level of energy to a whole new level of reality in the universe. This is when we're dealing with the magical component, because we're dealing with the threes. Three is the number for magic. Gemini, the third sign. Virgo, the sixth sign. Sagittarius, the ninth sign. And Pisces, the 12th sign. I actually call Pisces the fairy godmama of the Cinderella story.
Yep.
The one that brings the magic to Cinderella. And daughter Earth.
Pisces is a divine feminine sign. A feminine sign. I'm sorry, there's nothing masculine about it.
The servant girl. Who ends up marrying the prince and becomes the queen from the bottom to the top. So the magic.
In my observation. Don't quote me on that, y'all.
So, and then we're dealing with Mercury on the physical level. And Mercury is the magician of the planetary energy. So Mercury rules both Gemini and Virgo, which are the two.
I'm about to send you something.
When it comes to those mutable signs. sold the messenger of the three realms. Mercury is the one that brings messages from the soul realms, the spirit realm, to the physical realm, all three levels. And then we deal with Sagittarius. That's a SARS energy. Sagittarius is the energy of a SAR, the last fire sign, ultimate power, collective power. And the planetary ruler of Sagittarius is Jupiter. And anything Jupiter touches, it brings in abundance. We all get our blessings through Jupiter. It's the great beneficent. And we all get our blessings through Jupiter. But it's the
my Jupiter is a sad.
Sagittarius is a very optimistic energy, and if you're not optimistic with it, you'll go right up under it.
Mm.
So you have to be vibrating at a high level to tap into your blessings. The Jupiter. Since anything Jupiter touches, it brings in abundance.
Come on.
We're dealing with the fire of Sagittarius. So the abundance of fire, the ultimate sun of power. That is why he represents the star, the one who was cut into the 14 pieces, because that represented 14 cycles of time. In order for him to mature and how to use that power righteously and not abuse that power, remember, that's the only step, abuse of power spiritually. And now we got the ultimate sun, who Jupiter, who's most prone to abuse that power. Because it's opening up to the abundance of the last fire sign, the power of our collective power. And that is why Set, the Father, another name for the Father, Set is the one who had to cut Asar, the ultimate sun, down into those 14 cycles of time. Because Set, remember, is the Father represents the air element, righteous thinking, balanced thinking, Libra, righteous partnerships. So the Father had to cut the ultimate sun down into 14 cycles of time so he would not abuse that power. When our predecessors abused their powers, they screwed up the world. If we abuse our powers, it's going to be detrimental to the universe. That is why this whole alchemy time, this is what all of this is about, teaching us not to abuse that power. As we step up to our full power, we've learned the lessons of not abusing it, because if we abuse our power, it's going to cause problems universally. So this is all in this alchemy process. And it was demonstrated to a star, Sagittarius, cutting him down into the 14 cycles of time in order for him to mature and use it righteously and not abuse that. And then we go to Pisces, the ultimate water sign, the ultimate mama. Pisces is the sign of the subconscious. That's the entrance into our ancient memory, our conscious memory. Our subconscious, not the conscious mind.
It makes sense, Eternal.
We've completed the air and fire external. Now we've come back full circle to the earth and the water, the mama and the daughter.
All right. Let's pause right there. We're going to pause right there, guys. It was definitely a wonderful, wonderful podcast, man. Say, it was good. I promise. They did this probably about a month ago. And I have listened to this about 3 or 4 times. I play it in my sleep so it can talk to my subconscious while I'm sleeping. And I promise you guys, this podcast, again, you have to be very mindful of who you ingest out here in this spiritual pimp game. All right? And Sister Maya is one great one. Ear Enhancing Awareness Radio is another great platform. Spiritual doula, you know what I'm saying? But a lot of these brothers, a lot of these pimps, you know, that we know that y'all are involved in secret orders. Like, who the fuck are y'all fooling, y'all?
You know, you sell yourself a little bit just for fame. And I promise you guys, y'all doing that, y'all know who y'all are. We don't need to drop no names. Y'all see what's happening with Shah Jamal. You don't think for a second that it's going to come out, the shit that y'all do in the background? Y'all crazy. But, yeah, I'm not enhancing the – oh, it's – enhancing awareness radio cannot be bought, okay? So we don't give a fuck if we're not mainstream yet. But y'all think y'all doing something, chasing money and clout on levels and thinking y'all hiding. But, sir, all right now. But, hey, it's your world.
Inhale. Exhale. Just breathe. Envision yourself sitting on the shores of a vast ocean. Watch the waves as they roll towards you. See how easily they fade away. Watch the clouds as they drift towards you. See how beautifully they fade away. Sit by the shore, mentally grab the notebook and pen from your bag. Open the notebook to a blank page and mentally begin to write. Easily. fade away. Mentally lift yourself up. And with your notebook in hand, walk towards the ocean. Rip out the page of pain and fold it into the shape of a boat. On the side of the boat, write in small letters, I have let you go. More towards the ocean. Feel the water at your feet. Continue to walk. Feel the water at your shin, at your knee, at your thigh. Waves capture it as they rise. Send it love as it fades away.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Do not allow technology to be a distraction. Note to self,
I'm going to tell y'all something. One of the keys to take with you, I promise you guys, is a book called The Four Agreements. In that book, I like to coin that as universal law. Because in the book, The Four Agreements, excuse me, there is a law that says, do not take it personal. I promise you guys, in not taking things personally, I can't even begin to tell you the level of growth you'll have once you stop taking things so personally. All right? All right, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and open the mic. My brother, I'm going to go ahead and just give the mic to you, Eternal. Peace unto you, royalty.
Greetings, brother.
I feel creative in this moment.
Okay.
In the retrograde, Eternal, let me tell you, Lisa G is a personal assistant black business owner that I worked under for about 2 years. And one thing she taught me in these retrogrades, you know, we always think of these retrogrades as a bad thing. It's only bad because life is 10% of what happens at 90, how we react, right? And it's only bad because we react into stuff. We don't understand how to deal with our shadow selves and our shadow work. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why we have issues with it. So in these retrograde tunnel, I'm always creating.
There you go. That's the purpose right there. Because you're going to see the push and the pull, but then there's this in between, the neutral, as we call it, natural feelings that we basically have to get more accustomed to. Because, of course, we get uncomfortable, you know. And if we notice that we enjoy being uncomfortable, then that's not really what we call enjoying. You have to find a comfort zone, even in the uncomfort zone. What that means is being creative, like you just said. Start doing some research. Some things don't work the way you thought it was this season. You know what I mean? So you'll keep doing it, and then you'll be like, man, this ain't working. But yet there's this other side that's causing you to do this other work. Now you're like, oh, I like doing this. And now you are finding your other self because you're coming through different three-dimensional dimensions of yourself as the months become moon cycles. As the moon cycles become a way of you tuning in, you have a way of waning and waxing it. If you ever notice, when the moon starts to become full, doesn't it rain? Notice that, bro?
I'm sorry. No. Repeat that. I'm sorry. No, I did not hear you.
When the moon becomes full, doesn't it rain?
When the moon becomes full, doesn't it rain?
Yeah, like as it's starting, when the moon starts coming back and becoming in this full capacity, it don't even have to get there all the way, but all of a sudden it rains for some reason. Don't it do that?
You know, I never noticed.
You got it. Yeah, so it's like Groundhog Day. Start to notice what is the groundhog thing. What is the groundhog concept? And maybe just get yourself out of that groundhog concept. Because people get stuck in it. I just had a brother, he was... Then he's a coroner, and he put people, you know, transport people from one area to the other. And I was like, well, you know, they consider you the pallbearer. He was like, nah, I ain't doing all that. And I said, well, you basically are. You just don't put your thoughts in the qualification that they would have put you in to make it seem like you either qualified or not qualified for it. So that's why the subject of object of what we doing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're doing this all the time and you don't know you could be a nurturer to your past and present, how does it really become present for you? Like, he's doing the underworld activity right now. And his problems is not as bad as taking one body over to the next area. It's this other lifestyle he has to live in. Same way with superheroes. You ever notice them? Superheroes are put up there and they say, oh, this brother's a superhero, or this sister's a superhero. But then the moment they say, come on down and stop being a superhero, there's the villain. Well, how did you become a villain all of a sudden? Because you was a superhero. You switched the whole game up. Now you feel what a superhero could change into. A super villain.
That's it. That is it. They talking about us.
Where did that come from?
Yep. They came from us. Because we do that.
The directions changed. The directions changed. Yep. You just didn't see it from this direction. You start from the perspective of looking at it on the ground. So you're like, yeah, we all the same. We all are all the same. Then it start going up into where the heart at. And you're like, we all, wait, you going to eat all that by yourself? No, we ain't all the same. Then we get to the where we ain't the same. And now you see where everybody at the top trying to push people down so they don't get up there. Wow. This is what happens when you get to the top. I don't want to be at the top. Why do you think everything's happening the way it is? Because people don't know they self. They're taking more time to not know they self. Then they want to blame someone else about they not knowing it. How that works? You got to blame yourself for every accountable thing that's happening right to this very second. You stepping on that book right to this very second, nanosecond, not even a second. So now you know who's first. If not, you've been a minute to someone else that ain't you. And you've been doing this for, I don't know, all your life. So much that it's spread it all the way through, and this is how everybody do. You ever notice that women even have this capacity to start to walk like ducks? It ain't their fault. It's just how they've been living their life. Or the cow. Or a giraffe. All these animals that we became. But I didn't realize we're not an animal. However, society taught us that we are wild. Man, wild thing. You make my, what did it say, my heart? No, your heart doesn't even sing. So how does that work? See, they didn't put things in our face that we say, hey, I'm a part of that. I'm a wild thing, too. Then your mama smacks you and says, get down, stop acting wild. But what is wild in the first place, mama? I got wild on the bird food. I just picked it up. It said wild bird food. Now, how is the bird wild in its nature? And its nature is wild? Or are you saying you're wild to nature and you just got to call it wild? That's wild. Man, that's wild. Mm-hmm. That's a scenario we say it now. It's still more of a formative, man, you wild, bro. And now he's like, yeah, I'm wild. I'm a savage. I'm a beast. I be beasting on him. Yo, that girl's a beast. And now here comes the B word. Yeah, you know it's coming. I'm not doing that. Oh, no, I don't need to do that. My sister and my younger and my older sister, I see them differently. I don't see them like I see all these other people. Yet, I see them doing like all the other people. Now I got an issue. Why are you doing like everybody else, not yourself? Okay, all right, I'm seeing you. I'm the fly on the wall. Let's look at it like that. I'm the fly on the wall that most people spat at for a minute. Even took the stuff out and called it a lie. They lied to a fly. How do you lie to a fly? A fly sees everything. So why would you want to even lie to a fly? You might as well just not even apply it. Don't even apply the fly with that lie.
That's true. Yeah.
You see everything. You're going to see it in the past, in the present, and even in the near future. Say, I know this is my last cigarette. I told you that, but here's the butt. And after the butt comes the dookie, or what the butt usually has is the donkey. That's the Libra effect. We got to know when we go into our stomach, from the stomach, it's the chakras, first and second, not getting the third yet. So whether it's going to be food or depression in the food, or sex or depression in the sex, that caused it not to go any higher than those two. So when you're expecting to get the three, you don't get it. And then we say, God, where you at, God? I've been calling on you, God. Where you? And then you look at everybody looking at you like, where your God at? If you're doing all this stuff and you don't look like you're doing any godly nothing. But then, y'all the devil. Okay, wait a minute now. We're going to turn point. How that work? Oh, they pointing at you. That's why. Well, maybe you look at their fingers. Is it that they got fire finger, earth finger, air finger? Fire finger, earth finger, air finger, and rain finger? They got fear fingers. They put fear, everybody pointing at everybody, but putting fear on everybody. You better get down before you hurt yourself. I didn't say you was going to hurt yourself. And then here comes the hit. Wait a minute, why you hit him? Because I told him you hurt yourself. Well, should you add a hit in after you told him he was going to hurt himself and projected him to hurt himself? He thought about it, and he said, I'm not going to wait a minute. I could. Bam! How'd I get on this ground? And now she's looking at you, and she's pointing at you, and she's saying, did you hear what I said? Or he, doesn't matter who it is. See, when we put the gender in the way, it stops from knowing the principles. We got to know principles. If not, we talking about gender on every level. Oh, men's supposed to take trash out. Nope, women's supposed to take trash out. Oh, wait a minute now. How long y'all been in the house and no one took the trash out? That's what I'm talking about. How long I been in the room and the still in the sink? Ain't nobody. Where the toilet paper at in the bathroom? What happened to the love? Y'all forget or something? Y'all come in the bathroom, use the bathroom, and don't put no toilet paper. I don't care if you don't live here. Come one day, bring in toilet paper. How about that? How about come in one day and have a cake, and it ain't even nobody's birthday? How about a healthy cake? You ain't got to be unhealthy. There's different ways of looking at how you can do this. Some of us are not grateful for being alive at this very second. Why? Because you think about the past stuff as an illusion, make it more real than in the present. You got people saying, oh, man, I wish my child was in front of me. Well, you got a grown man in front of you. I'm like, how does that work? Do you do that? Does people actually do that to people? Yes. They're in an illusion, a bunch of an illusions. It don't even have to matter that it's over there. It's the fact that it's over there you want that illusion. Bang it. So now you are ungrateful. People have been ungrateful all their lives. Or are they? They just didn't know how ungrateful they are. And they just been calling ungrateful things out the whole entire time. That's sad. How much happiness do we have? Let's start talking about some happy stuff. Why don't you be around happy? Talk about your child being happy, you being happy. Let's project some other stuff, like you said earlier. Let's not do it as, oh, it's a retrograde. We're all going to just talk about negative stuff. How about we just change it? How about you just start drawing, painting, dancing even. Turn on some music that you could dance to. Maybe, matter of fact, take the instrumental part. Don't even take the words. Because I hear some of y'all say, well, I listen to the music because of the beat. But then these words are talking about dogging you and being a dog and smack a dog. And do we actually have to hit dogs to actually get our point across to a dog? If you spoke differently, don't your dog react differently? Our reactions probably don't have to be that act and action. Maybe that's what's going on here. We thought about satisfaction, always being into satisfaction. And then when you're not satisfied, you're mad. What are you not having to worry about wanting to be satisfied all the time? That's some old king and queen stuff that people do when they get their nose up in the air. And then they see a brother that's shelterless, ain't got nothing. And you got $1,000 even in your pocket. And you choose not to give him a thing because he ain't got it like you. And I guess, you know, since he's right here in front of you in the present, you don't think of him being a present. That's what hurts. When we see that we are dominating our own people in front of us, and we don't see how we can't relate to our own people, and then we relate more to the girl, did you see that the other day? Smacking her on the leg, and she's not the same complexion at all. And then they say, well, my God and your God, they're going to have fun. These two guys don't even rock together. So that's how much you really ain't on point. How about this? You ever seen animals attack people?
You probably have.
But now, ever thought about the torment that they probably were doing to their dog or their cat or their dog of theirs, cat of theirs, you know? These are the reactions that pop back up in the karma, in the law of karma. And we don't even want to be accountable towards it because we say, outside God, outside God, outside God, God outside. Stay God, stay outside. But then you have an inside God. How that work? You got an outside. How that supposed to project inside? If that ain't working together, you kind of like halfway all the time. This is to say, we got 180 energy of what we do every day from night to day, day to night. I'm going to just call it lunar sunar. Because you're getting in the lunar region, you start to do the lunar region season thing. And then you might be too lunar because it says sin and sinus, and the sin could be how the sin is us when the sun is with the sin. Descend represents descendants, transcendence, transcendence, and now transmutation. Now we mutants. We're doing the X-Mutants. We're doing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, you put ninja next to it, and I know that's Naga. See, these words are too deep to see how far that we done got too deep with it and not see how far we in it. They talk about you all the time. They call you Negroes. They even got the word Negrotude if you're too much Hasidic. And then they got also Negrophobia. Never even thought that was even an actual freaking definition in our face to talk about you. Not knowing it's you, they're talking about. Or at least some of them know it's you. And they still ain't telling you about it. That might be an issue. Yeah, we all alike. We're doing all the alike folks. No, no, you're not. No, you are not. Some people eat food that's connected to what we call the RNA. If you don't know it, start looking it up. It helps. Definitely helps. You got the R2D2-3PCO right in your hand as I'm using it right now. So you can look up anything, RNA. Then on the oppositional side, which we everybody know about when the forensics do murders and stuff, and they say, okay, let's go check on these people, see how they did that. What was the motivation? They look for DNA. That's the part where you think about, not the non-thinking about. Now, why ain't check for RNA? A little different, ain't it? That's okay. Sometimes this stuff takes a little bit of time to grow into us. Because, you know, you go to the ER, but not the RE to get fixed.
It's level.
Yeah, the RA,
right? Is that what you're saying?
Your energy. Your RA is your energy. You are the A, but you don't see yourself yet. So it's going to take a minute. I know this. It took a minute for myself. I'm at 47 going around the solar return of the sun. So it takes a little minute. And then when you know the numbers,
you give
47.
Can you give us an example on what you're speaking on when it comes to the levels? Because we want to teach about the processes as well. How did that look for you when you were on a certain level to where you understand it for DNA and then you understood it as RNA? How did that look for you?
Well, it was like looking inside out and outside in again. So at 47, I am four poles, the north, the east, the west, the south. Finally, I see all parts. And then I see the three parts that they call the pyramid, which they also call the bull sign. And now I see seven, as that Libra I was speaking on earlier. Jacob's ladder. We have to take each step, just like how the bull looks. That's why they had, the sister was speaking on it. She said, it's a diagonal look. It's not just a straight left and right or the up and down look. It's a diagonal look. So they do diagonal things, a fixed time. People will talk to you, and then they say, oh, I'm only fixed on one thing. Don't talk to me about nothing else. I'm like, oh, that's who I'm talking to. You got to know how you're communicating to everybody. And I mean everybody, because one might be mutual. I can go either way. Okay, that's mutual. And then you got the cardinal one. That's the only thing logical. Give me the time and the date and nothing else. I ain't trying to hear all this other stuff you're talking about. This is in the way. The dream stuff you're talking about, that's not my reality. So we're all facing different communications. And it started me just having high blood pressure. Why? Because it was the one in the six at 16. One being an Aries sign or a symbol, learning my six Virgo sign, right? So now learning how one, Aries, is the head, but the going into the belly or the stomach is the Virgo. Oh, I got a dragonfly up in here now. Man, this is awesome. I done had a bird in here. Now I get the dragonfly. And I said, I ain't seen the dragonfly all this time. This is beautiful. And he's a green. Oh, yeah, he's a goon. He got a goon color up in here. I'm going to take a picture real quick. This is why we have action happening in front of us at a constant. And you know you're on your path. So having the high blood pressure, knowing I got to eat green, this is a cool dragonfly thing. Knowing I had to eat green, he only paused for a second so I could take that. That was dope. So it lets you know you are in tune when you're doing the right thing.
I love it.
Yeah. And it's like the motion to motion. You hear him? Yeah, he was moving around.
I know he does.
Yeah, and that's how you know when the ancestors come in the room, you already in tune. You already, all you got to do now is just amp up the ancestors. And they'll take on whatever else is needed. If we could watch the movie Maya and the Three, the little brother named Rico, he didn't know how to use his magic. But his elder said, you know how to use that drink. And you are powerful. You're like one of the most powerful magicians on earth. So he's like, what? Little me? So he ain't know his powers. So tapping into people around you who are talking about you do have greatness. Like, and I expressed Spider-Man 3, No Way Home.
Right. Not dead.
Where they were saying, you were awesome. He was like, you were awesome. And these different Spider-Mans, they're from different worlds. They're in a multi-level world. So they're not really knowing what each one of them did. But they had to ask each other, like, what did you do? And what did you do? And what did you do? They heard everybody's story. And it was like, wow, I ain't even fighting no alien. And you young as I don't know what. But he didn't say that. See, he didn't. That's the problem with what we do. We want to put an age on people. You are elder if you already did some things. Yet elderly is different. That's why the elders, that's why the Elohim, the higher source of self, had to dwarf himself because there's too much going on. Y'all want to be big when it's not about being big all the time. Sometimes you got to dwarf it down a little bit. You got to be one next to Avatar as the uncle and helping out the nephew, even though he ain't thinking that really you could be his father. Much we are right there as a Legba, teaching and showing the ways and the waves to this experience that we're having. Because it's not just a nine waves. It becomes a 10 with the X. That's why X-Men, Malcolm X came out to speak. But he's El Haj Malik Shabazz. They didn't put that name up there. So I see what's going on. They want people to stay in a frame of who they were, not who they are. And that's the issue. These brothers and sisters who are passing away, that's what had me wake up to this. Because I'm like, my grandma passed away of breast cancer. Hold on, how did that happen? And then like 2-3 years, they got the answer. When they had the answer before that. And I'm like, okay, something's not right. Let me retract and start looking at how things even further than that. 1832, we talking about melanin. How did we get to already being in 1600s in slavery? Something's wrong with that mentality. And I'm not going to sit here and say that that's true. And I went back to the school setting to sit back in the school to see how the view was. Seeing how they're talking to our children the same way they used to talk to me. I thought this was just that I only got 30 years of training. I said, well, I'm 38. You need to train a little bit more. What's going on with this? So I've been at this 11th state that was 38 to now 47. There's that 11 to where new messages come through a Messiah energy. And it's going to keep going in you till you start probing in what you need to have. See, you're a walking, moving UFO, if anybody ain't tell you. But they've been telling you, though, E.T., ALF, all these forms without telling us the form you love. The love represents you as a feminine to your L. And then they call it Ella. See, we say Allah. So we know what Allah is, but we don't know what Allah is. See, people who will take it and make it a religion, that's where we got messed up at. Allah represents a law. One law, that's all the laws, right? And not one law that's all the laws that no one's actually abiding by. They're actually as abiding by as a president. Yeah, you catch it like that. How the words are always there in front of you as allowance. We're using the words. We just don't know how it's a sound. How the beginning was a sound. John came up with that. But John was also known as a honky. And a John Doe. We call him John Doe because we didn't know who he was coming from. And what happened when he passed away? No one know. But he's a John. He come over there and get your sister, get your mama, get your grandmama. That's the stuff we didn't think about. As we say, oh, I want to be about, I want to change my route. I want to be an Indian, American Indian, when you didn't know your indigenous rights. You a 5 cent buffalo soldier Indian? Then change it to Tuskegee. And so now an institute. When did we become industrious before we became industrial? That's the issue right there. Emancipation Proclamation
What happened to the Emancipation Freedman Act? So they changed the Freedom Act to Dome, your dome, your dumb and your dome act. That's what they're doing to us. We got to start seeing where is the artifact. Don't give me something that's flat all the time, and I'm supposed to go with that. Look at it more round. Look on the other side. See if it has sound. See if it has not just volume, because they say E equals MC squared. Mass times width times height. Well, where's the validity in that? See, when I pick up a coin, I'm not picking up just 25 cents. I'm picking up seven. I'm picking up balance. So when I found out that fire, earth, air, and rain is four, and the seven plane is basically your layers of skin, and we've been in fire, earth, air, rain as elements, we've been here the whole time in. We call it timing. Just didn't see your timing. So now he says, you've been off time. Where's your first? Who's your second? I had to get out of the school. I had to get out of the school section. I had to get out of the elementary school and watch these school, the children getting schooled by fools who say these are a way for you to be professional. But it's not about their confessional ways that they live in. I done touched this copper at 16, didn't know I was eating copper. From my hand is wired, didn't know it was copper. Now I'm into the spirituality, and now I see what they're selling us, commerce, not even the copper. They're taking a high price on copper now. I'm like, what are you doing? That's not how we're supposed to help these children learn they self with rites of passage. We want to think of a big, fast way to get it in our pocket. I was like, man, this going all the way down to Georgia? Then the celebrities got it too, and they don't even know how to move the copper. They don't even know how to use the spirituality to the copper. So why are we getting ready to go back into the same box? People have been playing board as a game. Now the game is because they're bored. Players. People with layers. Take that little line off and add another line, a curve to it, and you got slayer. We've been slaying ourselves. They said the mother is smothering the brother. That's why the brother don't look like himself. And there's now another. And it's not even a problem. It's the problem that is not a principle. That could be a problem. So now the energy of how she's mad, he's mad, now we mad, now all of us are mad at each other because we don't want to talk to each other. We separate each other. We don't even want to talk about the things that we have to help each other with, to where a child now could walk in front of you and say, I don't have to talk to you because you're older than me. You're not an elder. That's how they're knocking the L's out. They called it a deer, an L deer. So they changed up Bambi, who was really the actual bison in this forest, the antlers, the phallus, the strong, the strength is weakened. I got brothers in here getting a small black ant. I'm going to call it a small black ant instead of just black ant. But they using that so they can get their energy back up. But it's about men, M-I-N, a deity. See, I don't go around putting my phallus in everything. I can't. That's just how I know about myself. I'm a temple. Are ye temples? Yeah, I know when they say, are ye gods? But I think that's where everything got messed up right there. People want to call themselves a god, but they ain't doing godly things. How are you going to do that? You can't go in that womb and ain't clean yourself out. That's like eating food with your hands dirty. And you know you stuck your hands in the earth and you stuck it in your nose and you stuck it on dollar bills and you flipped that and now you're putting food in your mouth. Do you really know that you're actually giving yourself a dis-ease the whole time, not care about it? And then don't care about the next people or the people around you and the people around that. And people. That's why we're infecting each other. This COVID ain't killing nobody, but we're killing each other because of the COVID. Oh, yeah. It's so much in the reverse. The 1920s, the 1619, which really is the 1916s, and then 1961, so they could reverse the Malcolm X energy. We're flipping back into the future this whole entire time. We're in a nowness, state of nowness right now. Yet, you can keep using the past and make it now. That means you can't be present. That's all. That's all it really means. You can't be present. That's why the dragonfly came in here today. I thought about him yesterday. I said, man, I ain't seen no dragonfly all this year. Where are the dragonflies at? And you know, my next statement is, where are the butterflies at? And I've seen the white ones. I've seen the little yellow ones. I need to see some colorful ones.
You see these damn flies. Yeah. A lot of them.
See, now the flies indicate parasite situations. So there's something going on in the structure of what we're doing around today's society where the flowers, you know what the flowers are for. That's for the pollination. So
if the flowers are missing it's and the like bees, that. I ain't hardly see no bees either. So if we know that we're not putting bee killers in ourselves, we're the bee killers. Just like I got drummers who ain't drumming, same thing. We're the drum killers because we're not drumming on the drum, but we're killing the drum because it ain't being used now. So it's just like muscles on your body. If you're feeling fatigue, it's because you're not using it no more. You got to get to a point where you're using it for maybe 9 months of straight using, and then 3 months you can chill. Now, why did I say that? Why do you think I said 9 months of working out straight and then 3 months of chill? Why you think?
I'm not sure you got to explain that one, Eternal.
That explains your body. Your body is in a 12-frame concept of the zodiac. In order for your body to replenish itself, it needs a month to replenish itself. But now, if you was working 9 months straight, you need at least 3 of those months that's going to help you out of the 9 months of you doing this. Because 9 months represents the birth that you came into existence, but your spirituality didn't come yet. Yet it was here before you got here. So now, how did you get here? Through the soul. And your soul is S-O-L-E-S-O-U-L. So when you make solutions to yourself, you have to plant something. And that's why meditation is involved. That's why when people say, oh, I go to church, and I heard the preacher, and I put my head down, I pick my head back up, so they feel nothing. Because there's missing the hum. You need to harmonize. You can't just have people doing the Aquarius energy. We got to do it ourselves, too. We can't just wait for people looking to see how they perform. They ain't doing a performance for you all the time. Well, I know how most people said, man, your sister can sing. And he said, well, my sister can't sing. She just happened to be the only one that's singing in the church. You're like, whoa, why are you talking like that, bro? Well, she ain't the only one singing. Everybody else should be singing, too. But they don't. They just watch and spectate. That's why it's an issue. That's why we're not participants of each other. Please, brother. That's why we're not participants of each other. That was confirmation in itself. He saw me, and he wanted to speak. But what if I don't speak? That's not participle. So we have to be at least participle to each other in order for things to work in a flow. That dragonfly didn't come in here because he knew I was going to kill it. He came in here because I talked about him yesterday. That's how that works. Your yep. present can be attractive just as much as your negative can be attractive to your present. So
Eternal,
if you're mindful, start to do that.
I just wanted to share with you real quick. There was a wasp nest. Like these wasps, they came to my patio. I did not understand. Like every year they come to my patio, and I got chills as I'm saying this. They come to my patio, and the old me wanted to react and, you know, find ways to kill it. But the way that I'm connecting with the animal nature now is that I talk to the bees. I say, you know what, you're safe here, and they know that they're safe here. When I got the cat last year, they didn't come because they didn't understand how to, you know, make a bee nest with the cats there. Do you know these?
Right.
Do you know they waited another? They waited till this year. Do you know they have 2 nests now on my patio, and they made it higher. To where, like, these bees articulated each year on where they were going to put, but they always come to me. Always.
Yeah. And that's when you know your Gemini effect. You are the three months that what I was explaining. The Gemini effect is missing to a lot of us. That's why they made Gemini Man. Gemini Man is to explain us getting cloned all over again, but we're not using our spirituality, the love, the harmony side. We out of tune with that. And so as you keep seeing Will Smith being changed over and changed over and changed over, they're going younger and younger and younger because that's the explanation. I got to get to your seed. Since I can't get to you, I'm going to get to your seed and mess up your seed. So now your seed don't have seeds. See, me and my son, we just had a talk not too long ago. And come to find out, he had a child that didn't make it. I've had a child that didn't make it. So now we're saying, wait a minute now. A similar situation, but because of the parents and because of the father being pushed out the house and because of the deadbeat dad and because of the stepfather and the whatever scenarios of the fathers we got now, because of that, we mainly have fatherless children running around. And the robot got to be the man of the father. So now they got all of this other stuff in the Lost World. Was it the Lost World? The Lost World, Danger Will Robinson. They've been showing us what they were going to do with us. Contact, 321. They put the second episode of a brother speaking like he's an android or a robot. Data. They put him in the Star Trek as a robot. Then they had other people being the clone. But it doesn't matter no more. What matter now is start being more empathetic towards your child. Not the one you push him to the side and, oh, I got a child. Because I got a child, don't tell me what to do. That you're going to have a lot of grown-up wake-up reality. It's going to be rude as I don't know what. And it's cool if that's how you want to live it. Yet you got people around you as the elderly still seeing you doing what you do and still want to correct you. And you say, stay away from my child. Don't tell me how to run my – you ain't at my house. You need to pay my bills. I've seen this happen with my cousin. She said, pull your pants up. This happening right now in today's time frame. People don't want to pull their pants up. They sag it. But yet, that's also messing up your hip adductors. Now I see a woman. She just came in here. She walked in. We talked there for a second. And then when I started walking back out, it looked like she was hurting to walk back out. And I was like, okay, what's going on with the legs? Like, not saying it like that. I was like, do you stretch often? And then she's like, no, not at all. And I'm like, okay, well, you got to, like, stretch your leg the opposite way. Since we've been walking, go to stretch the outside way, the adducting to the abducting. That's what they call these things. And now you start to see, oh, I'm over here messing myself up. When all I got to do is stretch a little bit, and I won't feel crampy. I won't feel all these things that basically we're walking, moving energy zones. And we haven't really pinpointed our own issues before we start to say, your car is messed up. You got too much oil and this, that, and the other, and blah, 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 blah. And you're like, wait a minute now. I know you ain't do no oil change and none of all these things you're telling me. So it's like the pointing the finger again, and this is why we deal with triangles. Some of us have to triangulate ourselves better by saying words that's not hurtful, yet has the same meaning, just not to be in a hurtful way. I know we want to speak with compassion. And people say, well, right. You speak like you're passionate. Well, what's passionate? Passionate is again, someone want to speak adamantly about themselves and not hear again, your side.
It takes levels to get there.
And it becomes unconditional. It's unconditional.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to have unconditional.
Absolutely. Eternal. Let's go ahead and wrap up because I'm going to have to wrap up. Let's go ahead and wrap up. Thank you for you guys tuning in. We definitely appreciate you guys. Definitely appreciate you guys for always tuning in. Please be sure to check that YouTube that I put in the show notes, guys. Sister Maya dropped some gems in the whole lecture, and she answers questions, you guys. If you want to know what is going on in our moment, you have to understand from a totality aspect. That's we've done enough teachings, you guys, to now you should come to an aspect to where seeing tunnel vision is going to be dangerous. All right? So when you open your mind and you're not seeing tunnel vision, you know what I'm saying? That's when you truly, truly grow. Eternal speaks a lot on the higher level of things. You know, in eternal by now I know understands that, you know, I am the person, my assignment is to let people, you know how, what it takes to get there. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people need help and assistance with how to get there. All right? So that's my assignment. I can't worry about what people before me have not done or anything, but I want everyone to know that is a part of my assignment. I appreciate you guys. Love all you guys for life. Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
You are a charger, and your ability as a bull is to charge even towards a target, and not just to get it to be the tar, but how to get the idea. Your idea, your idol, the idol of the worshiping that we called it, end up being how we need to know it as honoring. No sacrifice, no offering, getting it off of you, because that's not what we do to each other. From having high blood pressure at 16, finding out I was eating nothing but canned food and powdered food, is not good for any child to live their life. Similac, not good for the children to drink. If you're giving breast milk, please give it, because that's where the oxytocin comes from. That's where that love and the compassion comes from. Not everybody has that. I grew in a family that everybody wore glasses but me. So it looks like I got to start not only doing what I'm doing for myself, but for what I'm doing for others. I got to keep that on a continuum. If not, we don't see the continuance of ourselves. You have to now see yourself as the best opportunity to not have no excuses how you can't figure yourself out. You are a teacher, so teach yourself. You facilitate. All the faculties is about you. Run into all the 12 houses that you are unaware of. See how everybody's running in theirs. Become that, as they say, the nephew to the uncle or the aunt, or the niece to the aunties or aunts. You know, there's levels to it. How do you see yourself in everybody? And it's not, if you really need some help, go into Kung Fu Panda 3. That's a great cartoon to get the analogy of what I'm just saying right now. It's a mental art. It's not just a martial art. There's martial law for that. That's why we talk about Allah. And you know about Allah is also like Allah. So Allahumma or Allahumma, meaning a multiple of, versus just Allah. Allah represents the daughter, not even the mother, or not even a father. So took on the interpretation, took it for a nation of people, and this is why we all see destruction going on. We just did like, I don't want to pay attention. Well, just like Wachita, you got Washington. And that's what the Quasicoto or the Quata, from Quato, that word, Auto, all that comes from Otika, all that comes from the word Wachita. So now getting into the word Wachita is just like getting into the word Turner and finding out the Turner is the tunic. We have a tunic people, and we have the Wachita people. And then we have these people that have all this part of this nation that we're calling of nations of people in a continental congress before it became the Congress. And now looking at lineage, 1800s, 1600s, were your family there? What were they doing? Were they inventors? Were they feeling like so-called laborers? Because that's what you could get the servant from. So now look at the service. Your child is bigger than the Will Smith. Not the Will Smith you see today. I'm talking about the Will Smith that has became who he is. That's how you know yourself. You're in the journey of the small David going against the big Goliath. And once you know who the Rock is like Chris, you saw CB4 like you never seen it before. All right. I'll talk to y'all soon. We'll get through this. We're already there. Nowhere, now, here. Respect. Ashe. Ashe. Yo. Give thanks.
A message to women. You deserve better than to be called pretty. You deserve better than to get upset and go online to act petty. You deserve better than to be on hold. You deserve better than to hold on to someone who's already let go. You deserve better than to be held in convenience. You deserve better than to keep your relationship low-key because someone might see it and someone might ask questions and someone might wonder why someone like you would rather hang around a boy who won't commit when someone like them is ready to love you, is ready to learn you, ready to show you who you are, paint you a picture of you through his eyes and convince you that you are indeed art, show you the way he's mesmerized, the way your broken heart still beats, the way it flutters when whole eyes and yours meet, the way it silences to express its beat, show you how much he realizes you need healing from this hurting. Something about what you've been through. I know some days feel like heavy weights and hearts with protection that you failed to break through, and I know what it's like to put heartbreak on hold for the love of your life, forget relationships, take two. I know he forgot to say I love you too. I know he forgot to stay faithful. I know you forgot about the time you promised yourself you'd do better, but every time you try to leave, something keeps pulling you back, telling you this is the best you'll ever have in life. So you stay the night, every every night he misses you after remembering your head and how good it works and how good it feels to know no matter how bad it gets, you always come back. I know you. And he does too. We know the way your stomach drops at the thought of him loving someone better, so he knows you won't search for better, and I know you deserve better. I know you deserve better than to have your spirit bruised. I know you deserve someone who empowers you. I know just how beautiful you could be if only you could see your own self-value, and I know you. You're a collection of paradoxes. You're a compilation of food.